Please stay tuned, and at the end of the program, we'll let you know where to send your questions for Dave and Tom to respond to in a future Contending for the Faith. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we continue our exploration of the doctrine of salvation. Here again are Dave and Tom.
We're continuing with the Gospel of John. We're in chapter 10, and we'll pick up with verse 19. There was a division, therefore, again among the Jews for these sayings. Dave, I want to just jump on that right away. We talked about a theme park that's trying to bring religions together and so on. Mm-hmm. And certainly, they're going to have the menu from the Last Supper, and Jesus was there, so it's going to deal with Jesus and so on. Because Jesus was somebody who wanted all religions to be happy, to get along.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what these religious Jews had a problem with.
Well,
I hope people know that...
You were being facetious.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I was facetious, but there's an irony to what's going on here with regard to who the real Jesus is.
Well, let me quote Jesus from Luke chapter 12. He said, "Suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth, I tell you, nay, but rather division. For from henceforth there shall be five in one house divided, three against two, two against three, and so forth." Well, the angels did sing peace on earth.
And he is the Prince of Peace.
Yes, but he also does not compromise. And Christ requires men to make a choice. He had just said something in verse 18, "No man takes my life from me. I lay it down to myself. I have power to lay it down, power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Now, wait a minute. Who's your Father? Who are you claiming to be? You mean nobody can kill you? And so forth. And there's a division among the Jews.
Yeah, between truth and a lie.
That's
the
right.
Lie.
So we have it not only here, John 10:19. It says there was a division again. You had it in chapter 9, verse 16. We saw that. Now, let's go back and look at it. "And there was a division among them," that is, among the Pharisees, "because of Jesus." In chapter 7, and I think it's verse 43, we have it once again. "So there was a division among the people because of him." Jesus is making some claims.
Mm-hmm.
He's making some statements. He's claiming that he came to seek and to save the lost. He's claiming that he is God. He is doing things that only God can do. He's doing things that no one else has ever done. He's raising the dead, not just one, but several. He can feed 5,000 people with a few loaves of bread and some fish.
Mm-hmm.
He is saying, we just read it in the last chapter, two chapters ago, in chapter 8, he said, "Unless you believe that I am being the name of God, of the Old Testament, Yahweh. Unless you believe that I am God, you will die in your sins, and where I go, you can't come." And he has made statements to these people. There's no question he's claiming to be God. At the end of chapter 8, he said, "Before Abraham was, I am." Now, what are you going to do with Jesus? I've said it before. Let me say it again. Here I am sitting next to a young man, a very bright young man, MBA from Harvard, on the airplane. I've had other people say this to me. And he was telling me that when he was in high school, he believed in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. But now he doesn't believe anymore. And I said, "What do you think of Jesus?" "Well," he said, "I think he's a good man." I said, "You can't be serious. He can't be a good man. He claimed to be God. He said he would rise from the dead. He said he would come again. He said he would judge this whole world. Now, if he's merely a man, he's not a good man. He's a liar, or he's a lunatic. But you can't say he's a good man." I just said to him, "Look, you have to face what Jesus himself said about himself. You can't just make it up. You can't invent your own Christianity, you can't invent your own Jesus Christ. He's a historic figure. And this is the problem that these people were facing. Jesus Christ, well, he's claiming to be the Messiah. He's claiming to be the Christ. If they knew their scriptures, they would realize he had come at the exact moment. He rides into Jerusalem on a donkey. The very day, to the day, that the angel Gabriel told Daniel in Daniel chapter 9, the Messiah would come riding into Jerusalem, okay? And yet, they're blind. But he is making statements. He is doing things. You're going to have to make a choice. Mm-hmm. He is either who he claims to be, or he is a self-deceived egomaniac, or he is a deliberate deceiver leading the people astray, and that same choice must be made today. And so there's a division in the world today.
That is the division, mm-hmm. as you mentioned earlier in the scripture. A family of five. Three accept, two reject. So mm-hmm. you have division.
Right.
But David, it gets worse than that. Let's say it's two that reject him, or anyone who rejects him. The reaction is, we see it in verse 20, and many of them said, he hath a devil and is mad. Mm-hmm. Why hear ye him? Mm-hmm. This is someone who is perfect in every mm-hmm. way, mm-hmm. never sinned.
Mm-hmm.
The things that he did, many mm-hmm. said, oh, this man must be of God. Look what he's doing.
Right.
But others say, no, he's of the devil.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was one of the choices. He's a liar or he's a lunatic. Many of them said, he hath a devil, is mad. Why hear ye him? Others said, these are not the words of him that hath a devil. Can a devil open the eyes of the blind? What would be the solution? Well, if they only knew the word of God, and this was how Paul preached the gospel, how Peter preached the gospel. Acts 17, Paul went into the synagogue, and he opened the scriptures. He said, look what your prophets have said. Don't you think the prophets laid it all out so that you would know who the Messiah was when he came? And you can't deny Jesus of Nazareth fulfilled all of this in his life, death, and resurrection. He is the Messiah. But you can show all of those things to a person today, Jew or Gentile. And if they are determined not to believe in Jesus, then it doesn't matter. So we have to, first of all, be willing to go by God's word.
Mm-hmm. But Dave, now we've got a problem here. How are we going to have religious unity when Christ himself brings division? How can we get past this? Because we want everybody to get along here.
Yeah, there will never be religious unity because religions contradict one another. There will only be unity when every knee bows, and it will happen. Mm-hmm. At the name of Jesus, Philippians chapter 2, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
But Dave, what about a one world religion? How are we going to bring that about?
Well, Tom, I've often said the only way it will come about is by a pre-trib rapture. And when 50 million, 100 million people suddenly vanish from this planet, leaving those who are left behind terrified, not imagining this was the rapture. Mm-hmm. They'll be given a strong delusion to believe the lie. Absolutely terrified. Who took them? Where did they go? Why didn't they take me? Whoever it was, are they coming back to get me? Tom, there is no other conceivable way the world could be united. Mm-hmm. And at that moment, I believe, the Antichrist arises. This is Satan's man, and this is Satan's moment. And he is going to take advantage of the terror on this earth that will occur because of the rapture, and the world will be united. And they will worship this man. He will have the power of Satan and so forth to do lying signs and wonders. So who this man is, what kind of a leader and so forth, I don't know, but there's no other way. So there must be division because everyone will not accept the truth. And if we are going to try to get everyone to agree, we are going to get them to agree on nothing. Remember, Robert Schuller has said, what separates me from those fundamentalists out there who are trying to get everybody to believe like they believe? No, we're not trying to get everybody to believe like we believe. We want to bring the truth of the Word of God to them. But anyway, he says, Schiller goes on and says, but we know the things that all the major religions agree upon, and that's what we preach, so as not to offend anyone. And I do it without compromising my Christian commitment, he says. Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, I don't know what all the religions agree upon. They don't agree on God. They don't agree on Jesus Christ, that's for sure. They don't agree on the gospel. So if you are going to preach something that everyone agrees on, you're going to have to water this down so far that you aren't really saying anything of any significance. And then I guess everybody could agree. So this is how religious unity comes about. We rob Christ of his deity. We rob Christ of his exclusive saviorhood. We rob Christ of everything that makes him unique, which would offend others. And then we can unite everybody. So to be united around a lie, what is the point? So, Tom, there was a division among the Jews. There will always be. Some say he's got a devil, he's mad. Others say, look at the miracles. Everyone listening to us today, you have to make a choice. Who is Jesus? You can't escape his words. What did he say about himself? What did he do? I remember the hymn we used to sing when I was a boy. What will you do with Jesus? Neutral you cannot be. One day your soul will be asking, what will he do with me? It's something that needs to be settled right now.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. If you are a serious student of God's Word, we offer many items that you'll find helpful. From books and tracts to video and audio tapes, CD-ROM, our internet website, and much more. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 0852. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Next week, Dave and Tom will continue their series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, In Defense of the Faith. And, If God Sends Us Delusion, Is That Fair? Christians Criticize Anti-Semitism. We'll take a look at that story and examine the question, which witnessing method do you use? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily.
You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.